This is Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. Joining me today is Michelle Herman Soper, Senior Program Officer at the Center for Healthcare Strategies in New Jersey. Michelle has written about the elements that assist states to build integrated programs for Medicare, Medicaid enrollees, known as dual eligibles. These elements contribute to a high-performing system of long-term services and supports. The rate-setting process is one of the critical components.
Thank you, Laurel. Setting appropriate rates across two programs that encompass primary, acute, behavioral health, and LTSS is challenging. There are a few existing models that offer states and CMS guidance on building comprehensive, prospective payment rates that blend Medicare and Medicaid funding streams. Fully integrated, risk-based Medicare-Medicaid programs, like CalMediConnect, include funding streams from both programs, and states need to work with CMS to develop adequate, actuarially sound rates that support access to providers and services. These capitated rates are set by CMS for Medicare services and by states with CMS review for Medicaid services. State issues related to rate setting for these programs include adjusting risk, risk sharing, performance indicators, and using payment to promote care in the home or community. The most pressing challenge is ensuring that capitation payment rates account for the different risk levels of members. Medicare and Medicaid enrollees are a very heterogeneous population with a wide range of health needs. Setting rates to predict service utilization for this heterogeneous population is difficult. Risk adjustment for blended rates must reflect members' functional, cognitive, and behavioral health needs and medical conditions to accurately predict risk and to target payment appropriately. Risk-based is often a very intensive data process. States might also consider apportioning risk and savings between the state, CMS, and health plans for new programs. For example, states can use risk corridors where the state retains full or partial responsibility for costs above and below a predetermined amount. This protects health plans from excess loss and also protects states from excessive overpayments. And health plans and CMS can participate in risk sharing as well. States can use payment to promote high performance. States can develop performance targets using quality withhold or savings percentages or other approaches to encouraging health plans to meet performance goals and achieve quality targets. Lastly, states can also use payment to promote the use of home and community-based services for LTSS users. One example is states can pay a single rate for members who require long-term services and supports, regardless of the institutional or community setting, to provide a strong financial incentive to serve members in the community. These examples address considerations for states as they think through rate-setting processes for integrated care programs. It underscores the importance of accounting for the complexity in and setting appropriate rates for a high-need, high-cost population.
Thank you, Michelle, for sharing this information. If you'd like to hear more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.